morning, we welcome Hannah Isfanko, co-owner of Privy Clear, a full funnel advertising agency. Welcome, Hannah, and shout out to Sarah Chambers, who's not able, she's your co-owner.
Yes.
Not able
miss
to be
you,
here.
Miss you, Sarah. Miss you. But yeah, super appreciative. Very excited to be here and chit chat.
I am really excited to have you. It's been a journey for you to opening an advertising agency. So I'm really careful in saying advertising instead of marketing firm. We live in an era where marketing is how you get followers on social media. This is not what you do.
No, not at all. So I think that there is a discrepancy, and I don't even know that Sarah and I were aware of that whenever we started Privy, because we even joked. We were like, I mean, people use those terms interchangeably. You know, what is the distinction? And as we niched down and figured out what we wanted to do, we figured out that the distinction was deliverables, mm-hmm. Data and hard metrics, quantitative data that you then build strategy on. So we take that quantitative data, we build business strategy, we build advertising funnels, we fill gaps, all of that good stuff. That's what makes us an advertising agency as opposed to a marketing agency. Not super interested in likes or follows. Social media is important.
Well, and I think sometimes with like the marketing, people who have a creative mind think the marketing side of things, that's the fun side of like creating a cool graphic or figuring out
what we wanted to do,
what your initially. Colors are or your fonts or, you know, that kind of cool stuff. So take me back to that. Two, 3 years ago, Sarah kind of had this idea. She wanted to kind of help business owners. Mm-hmm. Maybe figure out what their colors and fonts were.
So I just feel like we have the craziest story. I actually hired Sarah in a previous life, and we worked together for a short stint, and really found out that we always joke that like we're the other half of each other's brain, mm-hmm. Kind of fill in gaps. We found that collaboration came really easy to us, and normally what we noticed was strategies that we were developing for, our boss at the time were gaining a lot of traction. And it was something we were interested in and passionate in. And I was 8 months pregnant. And Sarah came to me and said, hey, I think we can make a business out of this. I think this could be huge. And I said, yeah, I think you're right. But I also think I'm, eight months pregnant. And so I was like, you know, let's cool it. Let's sit on it for a little bit and just see what that feels like. And so, Sarah, God love her. She gave me like a month or two postpartum and then came to me with LLC paperwork.
And this business was just, let's do something because we feel like we work really well together? Or what was the initial direction with this business that you're thinking? And you have a business degree, is that correct?
I don't. I have a history degree, even more useful than a business degree. No, Sarah has a marketing degree.
Okay.
Both of us went to tech. But yeah, I always joke I use my history degree every day, but
for
that's
sure.
just because like if my
you
cashier...
look at the historical data.
Oh, absolutely. There we go. That's how I'm going to start using that. So it started as, you know, we were interested in the customer journey in the funnel. I think that was something in our previous job, and even with Sarah's marketing degree, we really got a full view of and how important it is to pursue leads and also pursue data strategies and applications that are innovative and productive.
So for people who are listening that don't understand, you keep saying funnels. What does that mean?
Sorry.
We're not like at a, college party. What does that mean, funnels?
So whenever we talk about a sales funnel, we always think, what does it take to get somebody from point A to, the checkout cart of your website or whatever that is?
Let's say not even the checkout cart. Let's say
just
cash in your hand,
absolutely.
In your business.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of times where we get those empty cart or abandoned cart emails. Mm-hmm. And so clearly,
oh, yeah, girl, that's all us.
Companies are looking at, that. And I think what that feels like is that's what a a big company like Target can do, mm-hmm. or, you know, Amazon, or that's not something that, you know, I, as a small business owner in Cookeville, Tennessee, I can't really figure out how to nurture that funnel the right way to actually put money in my business.
And I also think, kind of piggybacking off of that, I think that there's a misconception that maybe it's not important. Maybe that, you know, the word of mouth or your reputation will sustain you for, I mean, it may sustain you mm-hmm. for a period of time, mm-hmm. but I think that things like that are also things that fade with time. How do you stay relevant? And the only way to assure that is through paid advertising, and paid advertising is way more than just an ad. Mm-hmm. And so we need to figure out what is the intention, what are the keywords that people are searching, get in the mindset of your client, and then walk through every single objection and fill in those holes. We're funneling down, we're niching down that client journey. So that's what I mean whenever I say our client funnel.
Well, and one thing that I think is really interesting is that, you know, let's say you're working with an acupuncturist, and they know the medical terms of certain, you know, things that they might want to treat. I, as a consumer of acupuncture, I'm not going to look up those medical terms. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to spell those. I don't mm-hmm. know. So you have to kind of get in the mindset of somebody on the opposite side of a keyboard mm-hmm. and figure out how they're actually, what they're, you know, somebody's not going to maybe type in, you know, how to deal with neuropathy mm-hmm. like that. You know, I have pains in my toes. Mm-hmm. Like,
why do my toes tingle?
Yes,
or
yeah.
best, you know, best treatment for migraines near me or something
yes,
like that.
Yeah.
Think about the way that you search for things mm-hmm. and then take that a step further. Think about the things that you actually click on. I think that there's a statistic that 85% of people that are searching for things don't know that they're clicking on a Google ad. Mm, so, yeah. I mean, 8.5 times out of 10, you are clicking on something sponsored. And it's our job as, you know, data analysts, front end developers, advertisers to, again, get in the mindset and figure out how do we get in front of those people and how do we make it approachable for every single business. Because, okay, Target does it. Walmart does it. That's great. Mm-hmm. We absolutely have the tools to do that for every single business in the Upper Cumberland. I think really what we wait on as Privy Clear is for that business to be ready for the influx that they are going to receive. Mm-hmm. Because I think an advantage of being a data analyst and looking at these things, and of course we're self-taught. There is a lot that goes into coding, and we can code in 3 different languages. We're WordPress developers. I mean, we go down rabbit holes, and I mean, we go down them.
You know, for Hannah, who, you know, at 18 decides she's going to go to college and get a history degree, you
yeah,
know,
scary.
To be now coding you know, that I think that people who have built their own websites, often it's Squarespace and not WordPress. And people, there's a lot of tools out there now that can make things easy for people. You can make, you know, even Facebook, you can make, you know, a graphic in Canva, you can make, you know, your own Facebook ad. And so there's a lot of tools that people like the kind of not know-it-alls can use. But are you using them in the correct way? So how did Hannah, you know, who wanted to go to college at 18 and get a history degree, decide I want to dig deep and learn a programming language?
Delusion. I really just wholeheartedly delusion. No, I think that, you know, I first was kind of thrown into the fire of Facebook ads. Our previous life where Sarah and I worked together, I had never seen the back end of Facebook. I'd never seen Meta Business Suite. I didn't even know that existed. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my boss at the time was like, we don't have a marketing person. I just need you to do this. Figure it out. And so I found somehow somebody to talk to at Facebook, and I would schedule once a week for an hour, and we would audit the Facebook account, and he would walk me through step by step how to build an ad. And I was like, holy smokes, this is way more than figuring out, you know, oh, this red and blue look good together.
Right. Well, and I think so often it's like, okay, well, I have this post. I made a post about, you know, again, with the acupuncturist. I made a post about a happy client. Well, I just throw money at that, and then that's an ad. Mm-hmm. It's not really an ad.
And I think, you know,
that's not a good use of your money.
Correct.
As a business
I think
owner.
You can throw spaghetti at the wall, and I think you can get really lucky sometimes. And I think also there is an advantage of having that organic presence. It's free testing. You get to see what people are interested in, what people want to see. Those things often perform so much better in paid ads. We always joke, we had a medical office for a while that was one of our clients, and we had this super professional video of like all their equipment, and it was like, oh, this is all certified by yada, 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 number one in XYZ. Flop. Huge flop. We had really good reach, but the engagement was low. And again, reach is great if people are engaged and converting, mm-hmm. but if people aren't converting, that's wasting money and I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. So we can tell pretty quick looking off of a couple of key metrics whether something's going to perform well or not. Moved into a different space where they provided us a video of something that looked like it had been filmed on maybe an iPhone 12, you know, yeah, in the back of the office. And it was a gentleman talking about his experience and what a great, you know, recovery he had. And wow, took off. So advantageous? Yes. A strategy? No.
So you think that having kind of that strategy, taking a step back for business owners is the important piece. I think sometimes we think, well, I spent so much money on this beautiful video. It has to do great. And I'll just put enough money on that advertisement on Facebook and it's going to do great.
Everyone else is throwing money at Facebook and Google. What makes you different?
Yeah. We'll be right back and we will find out why likes don't equal sales. More with Privy Clear coming up. Welcome back. I'm here with the owner of Privy Clear, Hannah Istvanko, a full-fledged advertising agency. So, you know, our cliffhanger last segment a couple minutes ago was that likes don't equal sales. And why is it that Privy Clear decided that their mission was not just to increase followers, increase likes, have engagement or have reach? Why did you? I feel like you're different than a lot of marketing firms in our area.
I think that what Sarah and I have done is we have kind of taken a backwards approach where we tried the creative stuff. Initially, that's what interested us was the graphic design, you know, the posting, all of that stuff. But we saw that it really didn't contribute to much.
It wasn't impactful.
Mm-hmm. And also, how do you get one post in front of somebody over and over again where they actually do something? Even a boost only does so much within mm-hmm. your sphere of influence. So I think with the little bit of Facebook meta advertising that we had kind of in our back pocket, we realized that, gosh, there was a need for somebody to dig a little bit deeper and figure out how do we get these people to even see this, which led to, okay, that is a third-party cookie, a first-party cookie at the time, you know, pre-iOS 14 were the good old days. You could see everything on Google Analytics. It was beautiful. And then, yeah, that really turned everything on its head. And I think Sarah and I really carved out our market at that time because people were scrambling to figure out how to track. That data is a goldmine.
Business owners that you typically work with, are they interested in the data or do they not know that that's even a possibility for them to look at?
Again, I don't think they know that they have free tools where they can access this stuff. And that's what Sarah and I are all about. Like, even if people don't want to work with Privy or are not ready to work with Privy, we completely understand that. We are interested in being you know, a piece of information for the community. So on our website, we've got something where it's all the free tools somebody would need to track their, you know, analytics. Mm-hmm. What does that data do for you? I think that's kind of where we get lost in translation, because we can preach about gathering people's data all day long. But at the end of the day, again, it's like the whole phrase, you know, likes don't equal conversions. Business owners are looking at us like, so what does data equal?
Right. Yeah. Well, and they can say, okay, so I see that this person was on my website for, you know, 90 seconds. I had, you know, 10 visitors to my website for 90 seconds on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Well, what does that do? What, you know, what, there's almost a psychology element to Absolutely. What you're doing as well. How do you kind of use that, draw that in? Neither of you having a psychology background, you know, Sarah has a marketing degree, but this is the first business you've owned. Do you tap into just yourselves as consumers, or?
I think that especially within the Upper Cumberland, Sarah and I work with businesses. We're Google certified globally. We're Google partners. We can work with anybody across the globe as Google developers. But we have people, you know, scattered across the United States. And I think something that actually makes the Upper Cumberland really unique is the understanding of their consumer, which I think speaks to kind of the grounding that I think is still in our community, even though we're expanding really rapidly. I think that there is still such a finger on the pulse of who these consumers are, who's calling this specific HVAC company, who's shopping at this store, whatever it may be. So that unique perspective really aids us in understanding that funnel. But also, as scary as it is, even if your computer screen does not fully load onto a website, I have your IP address. I can pull your email address, telephone number. I mean, you name it. Mm-hmm. Depending on what has been hashed within the data layer of your website, we can pull it. And I have seen some crazy stuff just kind of floating around on websites. So I think, again, just one thing leads to another. And that's how we have to communicate the importance of that. One, security, but two, using all of these tools, we are able to predict customer behavior and then optimize whatever we're working on to fit that customer behavior.
So this is not typically something that you all do, but you know, I have a special pull with you, ladies. So a couple months ago, we put on a small business conference and we were trying to sell tickets. We were boosting posts. We were, you know, really struggling to get tickets sold for this conference. And probably a week or two before the event, I, you know, called an audible. I think that's what the kids say these days.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's something with football. Like they, you know, like it's a Hail Mary pass. I don't know. I'm just saying a bunch of football terms. But
beautiful.
They, you know, we were like, okay, we need to do something. And so we got you guys on board. And we probably had half of our ticket sales in that week and a half or so, right before the event. Now, some of that is just because that's how people are. They, you know, they're waiting to buy tickets. But can you, you know, tell a little bit in as layman terms as possible what went into how that process even happened to get that traction?
So I think that kind of our starting point is figuring out the objective. And I know that sounds silly, but I think even sometimes that gets lost in translation. Mm-hmm. I think that business owners have so much on their plate. It's hard to figure out, am I going to emphasize, you know, we have this event this weekend at our XYZ location, or we have a new product coming out, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Niching down and figuring out what the exact objective is kind of step one. So, of course, ticket sales. And then moving from there, optimizing. So Facebook has several different types of campaigns you can run. So we wanted to ask, you know, how do you want these leads coming in? Do you want phone calls, emails, sending people directly to a website? Okay, if we're sending them to a website, we need to install all of the tracking that goes into that. Facebook makes it kind of easy to install something that they call a pixel. It's just a short string of code on the.
I'm gonna say
on your website.
Not easy for non, you know. And I went to a tech school. I took computer science classes in college, and I've tried to work with Pixel stuff. Not easy for me. Like, it's just not.
It can get sticky for sure. And I think something that we are trying to warn people about moving forward is there is going to be an eradication of third-party cookies. Meaning that every tracking thing that we know right now, in the nicest way, is just going to get a lot dumber or obsolete. Mm. So we are moving into server-side tracking, meaning, and this is, I think, the best layman's term way to describe this. Instead of point A to C, you clicking on a link, moving to website, for a second, you're going to dip in to a server that PrivyClear, you know,
whatever
the Biz Foundry, hosts and or you know the radio station, whatever, and then gathering data and then forwarding straight to the next website. Mm. So that takes a lot of coding, and it is expensive because you are hosting everything. But with that data, again, comes conversions, and I think that is an instance where it makes sense to spend money to make money. Way easier to nurture a client that's already interested in your service and going from there.
We'll be right back. Stick with us. No, you're fine. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm here with the owner of PrivyClear, Hannah Espanco, co-owner. Mm-hmm. We shout out to Sarah Chambers, who was not able to make it in today, but you are a two-man show, two-woman mm-hmm. show.
Absolutely.
The two of you right now, and you're kind of have an intern that works with you a little bit, mm-hmm. but and you're
shout
growing.
Out Savo.
Growing crazy fast.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I want to point out is that you do work with websites mm-hmm. and work with the back end of websites. And that's a lot of what Google searching is.
Yeah.
And then you do stuff with social media as well. Mm-hmm. So the back end of advertising on Facebook and whatnot. And so I think people can think, well, I have a Facebook page. I don't need a website.
That we hear that a lot, and I think maybe that did fly for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we have enough quantitative data to present to people and say, Google reads your website completely different than somebody searching mm-hmm. does. There are so many intricacies that go into building a website and making all of that available to, indexing robots, site indexing, all of the things that Google does. I know we hear the words like SEO float around, things like that. Very, very important. But even just the structure of your website is important.
I'm guessing by the time people are coming to you, they're interested in growing their sales. They're interested in actually advertising and not just doing Facebook posts because somebody told them they need to do Facebook posts. We at the Biz Foundry work with people who they couldn't tell you what their profit and loss statement is because they couldn't tell you if they had an increase of sales because they don't know other than, well, we feel busier.
Mm-hmm.
But people are at least enough aware of things by the time they get to you to know they could see an increase in sales. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I think that, kind of the beauty of Sarah and I being local is we're happy to work in layers. We're working with some people who, can't afford to do a full-blown WordPress website right now. And we used to be Wix partners. That was a great avenue for businesses who just needed to put something up and didn't have the capability to build out a big, robust website. But again, moving further down the advertising rabbit hole, it just didn't make sense to sell something to our clients. And then, a year or two later, when they have enough business after advertising to sustain a bigger website, be like, okay, now you're going to pay us again for this bigger website.
Yeah.
That didn't feel like fair to us. So whenever we started doing WordPress development and building WordPress websites, The increase in sales and presence online is absolutely worth every penny, and you own everything from the get-go, so there's really never a reinvestment.
Well, and I think that's what people forget a lot of times. I mean, Facebook has run around. I've been out of college for 20 years now. So it feels like my Facebook account is my Facebook is mine, and it's not.
Oh, gosh, no. And I know we'll get on our Facebooks or emails or whatever, and it's like, are they listening?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, that is exactly what we're doing. Yeah. It may not be the traditional, you know, auditory way, but every
but
single
interaction. Probably a little
well,
bit.
a few years ago, an Alexa got subpoenaed in a court case because a guy tried to his wife and it recorded it, and sure enough, he got convicted. So, yeah. Well, fun fact of the day, she's listening.
Yeah.
You know, they're cashed out after a certain amount of time, but there are some capabilities where you will begin to see advertisements, you know, through those things. You know, we don't take things to the auditory level, but we can take snapshots of, you know, data ethically on the back end of websites and utilize that. So I think, you know, a few years ago, yeah, Facebook was a fun place, you know, to post what we were having for dessert, but I think now it's a pretty fabulous tool. But I think our bread and butter really tends to be just the full optimization of Google, Facebook, and a website. Those three things integrate so deeply that you can do some without the other. It's possible. I feel like we can make anything work. Mm-hmm. But if you're ready to grow and you are serious, if you want to be the next Target or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Nike.
Nike, whoever. Yeah. That's great. We have to be willing to invest in the tools and the time, and because SEO is not a quick game. PPC is.
I think SEO, it seems like,
I feel like there's been an influx of people asking us about this.
I think that it was, you know, kind of a year or two ago, this hot button, hot word, SEO, search engine optimization, and keywords. And it was like, oh, you just need to, I literally thought, if I just type copy with entrepreneurs in it
over and over and over again
on our website, that it would come up in Google. Mm-hmm. That's not the way it works.
Oh, no. And then over the summer, Google has rolled out their brand new, the way that Gemini integrates and AI scans your website, completely different than anything that's ever been done before. I think there's a myth floating around right now that SEO is dead just because of the introduction of AI, and that it's false.
It's just something that you have to stay up on, though.
You have to learn to manipulate the algorithm.
But the algorithm changes
absolutely
all the time.
So that's why we can't wholeheartedly tell people, like, yeah, you shouldn't have a Facebook page, because Google's AI is indexing social media accounts to establish authority. They're also searching your social media for these specific keywords. They want to see entrepreneur on the Biz Foundry. They want to see Google ads on Privy's, you know, Facebook or Instagram, whatever it may be. So I think sitting down with somebody, even if it's not Privy, even if it's, you know, somebody else outside of your business that is not a yes person. I know you and I have had conversations about that before, having those hard conversations with people that are going to ask you the hard questions and say, you know, I can tell you all day that this is going to be a great product, but like, what is your strategy to make this huge? And that is what Sarah and I focus on. We want to get there the fastest way that we can. And strategy is a huge part of that. I'm not here to run your business, but I'm here to help you find the tools that are going to make your life way easier to help you run your business.
Do you stop and think over the last couple of years, like just the impact of growth in sales and what you're doing in these businesses to change kind of the economic layout of our region? Like, if you can touch enough businesses that can become successful. I actually wrote a blog one time about the graveyard of small businesses in this town, because people will start something, go all out, and then it closes down within 6 to 12 months. And there's so many in that graveyard. And if they have, you know, resources like Privy Clear that they can turn to, there's a less likeliness that they're going to close in 6 to 12 months.
I would like to think so. And I believe and I know that we have the reporting and the analytics to support the I never want to come across as like pompous or conceited, but I am really proud of what I do. And I'm very convinced by the data and by the outcomes that I have seen that our strategy and our analytics work whenever they are optimized and, you know, there is that good symbiosis with the owners, all of that good stuff. I don't know that we've ever sat down and thought about like our impact, but I really, it's really, really neat to see our clients. Some of our clients have been with us since the beginning. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, at least three off the top of my head, our first few months of opening.
Yeah.
And one has just built a brand new, like three suite building. Another one, last year, he said, he allocated at least $8 million worth of sales, to Privy Clear in our advertising over the year. Mm-hmm. And we just built him a brand new giant website, and the possibilities are really endless.
Well, so if people want to connect with you both and find you and work with Privy Clear or just kind of see what you have to offer, how can they find more about you and follow along?
Yeah, so we are on Instagram, Facebook, Privy Clear Advertising, P-R-I-V-Y. It is a play on pretty. Also, we have the humor of like seventh grade boys. So Privy is a bathroom. Also, I'm a history nerd, Privy Council, Scottish history. If you like Scottish history, let's chat. But yeah, we are on all types of socials. Also, our website is www.privyclear.com. If anybody has any questions or anything, again, we do free 48-hour audits. We're happy to look into anything. You know, we want to be a tool for business owners in the Upper Cumberland to succeed. This is a company that I want my daughter and baby Chambers to take over one day and, you know, take it further than the Upper Cumberland and just enrich everyone that they can.
So I'm going to put passionate. It out there. If you're ready to have your business grow and kind of take that next level, mm-hmm. So often people have a business that they just basically they're creating a job for themselves and they're not really looking to grow or scale mm-hmm. or, you know, they're like, oh, I'm making enough money to pay my bills every month. But if you think you're ready for your business to not just quote unquote get by, mm-hmm. They should reach out to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's chat and just see what the options are. What are your goals? And even if you're not ready, what can we do in the meantime to get you ready?
Yeah.
Because it is possible. Yeah. It is absolutely possible.
Well, I'm so excited about, you know, watching you guys grow. I think one of the biggest things that I say about you guys a lot of times with marketing firms is people will say, here's a strategy and go do it. But you're in their business. Like, yes, you're not running their business, but you are a huge...
We're annoying.
You're an arm of their business, yeah. Not just... Here, go do this.
Correct.
You guys really are in it and helping people. So reach out to Hannah and Sarah with Privy Clear, privyclear.com. Thanks so much for coming in today, Hannah.
Thank you for having me, Tiffany. Thanks, y'all.